Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Bertrand was saying, you know, having grown up in that area, that he feels like there's been talk about a third airport since the time he was born. A third airport. It's up for discussion in Will County. Moni residents, some are supportive, some are saying no. It would be identified as a South Suburban Airport. And Daniel Butler is with us. He serves on the Will County Board. Daniel, what's your take on it? Yay or nay when it comes to the third airport?
I'm going to say nay.
And why?
Well, I represent the people, and the people in District 3, they don't want it. You know, they don't want an airport flying, you know, in there and having planes flying over their houses, and then the noise, the air pollution. They just don't want it.
Would it be a cargo airport primarily?
Well, I mean, starting out for sure, it would be a cargo airport. And, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, we don't need a cargo airport. They got Chicago Rockford Airport. That's like one of the top 20 cargo airports in the nation. So it's not like this area needs another cargo airport. And if they did need more, the Chicago Gary, I mean, they want to expand, and they already have the infrastructure there.
And were you there yesterday when all the elected officials and people from unions were, you know,
yep,
at Governor State University? Were you there?
I was.
And were you
able to? I didn't
agree
with what they said.
Oh, and they didn't give you an opportunity to speak?
No, not at the press conference, but afterwards I spoke to some other reporters. But I just, you know, they talk about tax money, okay? And, you know, there's no infrastructure to speak of for an airport like that. And we have to build it. And it's the, you know, when you're talking infrastructure, you never stop paying for it. So whatever tax money that's generated is going to be going for infrastructure as well. So it's not just this big profit for the people like they've kind of made it out to be.
And so for people who might not be from that area, explain where this airport would be located.
Yeah, it's a big agricultural area, a lot of homes with, you know, 5-acre parcels, people that, you know, like their space and like to be out in the country.
And what happens if they go ahead with the airport? Those people not only live their space and their peace, but does it affect land value?
Well, I can't speak to the land values, but I can tell you that there's a lot of people that, you know, don't want to go. And, you know, they're talking about how no one's going to get kicked off their property because they're trying to, you know, make deals and, you know, agreements. But when it comes down to it, you know, people could be forced off their property. Some people have already been forced off their properties, and their families have been there a long time.
Why have they been forced off their property?
Well, you know, because they're trying to buy up all that land.
Ah, I got it. I got it.
You know, people have been out there buying up land for many years.
This is Daniel Butler. He's on the Will County Board. He is in opposition of the South Suburban Airport. Let's jump to the phone. Kelly, you're calling because I think you had the same question that I have. What is your question, Kelly?
Yeah. Hi. So is it Rockford the third airport and then this would be the fourth airport?
That's what I've always thought, too. And, Daniel, you did bring that up, is they identify Rockford as a Chicagoland airport, or the Rockford-Chicago airport, mainly used for cargo. Why do they call this the third airport, then?
Well, between O'Hare and Midway, they call it the third airport. But that's if you were, you know, with passengers. You know, they tried to get it as a passenger airport at first. They don't really talk too much about Rockford because that's a cargo airport, and that would kind of demonstrate the lack of need for another one.
And the mayor of University Park is among those who support this airport because he says it's related to the growth of Amazon and other businesses that are nearby.
Well, I've heard rumors, and, you know, so I can't say for sure, but I've heard that Amazon isn't interested in this. So in 2014 when they wanted to get investors, they couldn't. So I don't know if they have any investors for this.
So what are you going to do? How are you going to turn your vocal opposition into, you know, putting a stop to it if that's what you believe in?
Well, you know, I'm just here representing the people, and I could tell you that the people down here, they've been fighting this a long time. You know, some of them never took their signs down. The other ones are going to bring their signs out. They're going to bring them back out, and, you know, we're going to, you know, be as vocal as we can. I mean, that's all we can do, right?
Yeah, that's really about it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to represent my people in District 3.